All right, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with the manager of the Colorado Rockies. Always enjoy seeing this man where the Bay Area knows him, a rookie of the year with the A's, and, of course, the Miami Dolphin fans. So he's got my heart as well, but it's Walt Weiss. Walt, second year, how do you feel about managing the ball club?
You know, it's going well. That first year, I think there's, for me, there's a lot of assessment when I look back at it. Just, you know, coming into a new situation, trying to get to know our club and all those things that go along with managing. But, you know, this year, I think coming into spring training, I felt like I had a much better feel for who we were, you know, what we needed to do, where we needed to go. I just had a better feel for the club. So I think that makes me more comfortable right out of the gate.
Pitching is always the story. And it's amazing. As we see the beginning of this season, a lot of teams can hit, but you got to pitch over 162. That is the story. I don't know. You guys did it with the A's and with the Marlins and you there, wherever you play. Braves, right? Braves as well. It's always pitching. Isn't it funny it comes down to that?
You're exactly right, Marty. I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. How well do you pitch? You know, and it's got to be everybody. It's your starters, it's your bullpen. But if you can keep the other team from scoring, you got a good shot of winning. And it's like a team with a good defense in football. You know, you can keep them from scoring, you got a shot. So it'll come down to that. We got a nice offensive club, but at the end of the day, it's going to be, you know, how well do we pitch.
You know, you had a guy last week, player of the week already, first week of the National League, Charlie Blackmon, 6 hits in a row. And I know there were a couple that just fell in there, but heck, 6 hits in a row. I don't think I've ever seen anyone do that. 27 years old. This is another good baseball story.
Yeah, it really is. And Charlie ended up going 9-for-10, his first 10 at-bats on the homestand. And it is a good story. You know, he battled through some injury stuff a few years ago, and you know, he fought through it and got an opportunity last year, played really well down the stretch for us last year. But it's a good story going back all the way to college with this guy. I went to Georgia Tech, and he was a pitcher and ended up getting drafted after hitting, I think, for 1 year. So he's been beating the odds here for a while, but he's a very good athlete, and he's off to a great start.
Yeah, I want to see him knock Walt Dropo out of the record books. You know, it's enough for Walt Dropo. It's over 60 years of Moose Dropo. You remember him? Yeah, from your neck of the woods, a little bit.
I remember the name. I can't say I saw him play, but I remember the name, Marty.
Yeah, that's Walt Moose Dropo. Now, I didn't even see him play, so that tells you he was in the early 50s with the Boston Red Sox. But Walt Weiss joins us, the manager of the Rockies. Walt, so how does the ball club look? You always give me a pretty good scouting report.
You know what? So far, so good, Marty. It's a tough division, as you know. It's a really difficult division. We face some tough arms every night when we play within our division. But you know, we're in a better place than we were a year ago. I feel very confident saying that. I just think we're deeper. You know, and last year our front line of players were talented. When we started to get nicked up and we started getting some guys hurt and some of our horses, we got exposed a little bit. You know, this year, you know, our reinforcements are a little bit deeper, and I feel like we can, you know, we're going to be okay when we do deal with injuries. You know, we started the season with 2 guys out of our starting rotation. So last year we would have really struggled with that. This year we're playing pretty well with the guys that are filling in.
Yeah, Chastain and Chatwood out. When do they do back?
Chatwood is eligible to come back Sunday, so he you know, we haven't decided yet, but he's one of the guys that could pitch to the series finale here on Sunday. So he's on his way back, and Chassin is probably still a couple 3 weeks away.
Hey, you saw a player this week, Jose Abreu, yeah, of the White Sox. And, you know, I grew up in Miami. You know, I have the Miami connection. Of course, I saw so many Cuban ballplayers come over. And talking to Orlando Cepeda the other day, the best he ever saw, he said, seriously, Tony Oliva. He said, this hitter was unbelievable. Now, of course, they say Abreu may be the best power hitter to come out of Cuba.
We just saw him, and he's as advertised.
Really?
You know, it's funny you brought up Orlando Cepeda. I was joking around because he had a game. He hit a couple homers against us, and I was calling him Orlando Cepeda. But this is a good-looking guy, good-looking hitter. He hit the ball hard the other way against us. He used the whole field with power. It's a tough guy to pitch to.
Yeah, everybody in the West is going to see the White Sox, so we'll get a good look at them. But looking at Troy Tulowitzki, I always like to get your assessment. You're a shortstop, you're a world champion, and you see this guy play, and I watch him play. Everything is just maximum effort. Man, that throw, every time. How do you like watching Tulowitzki play?
It's fun to watch. I mean, you don't see a guy with that type of body frame running around as shortstop. And he makes plays like... You know, we used to do back in the day at 5'11 and 170 pounds. You know, he's got this big body out there, and he's making 360-type plays, throwing on the run, off balance, and getting airborne, and all those things that the little guys used to do. So he's a gifted player and a shortstop that hits in the middle of the lineup. It's just not something you see.
No, you think back to the great ones, the Ernie Banks is when they came up. The guy is that good. Hey, Walt, on the pitching side, who has to come through for you? What's the good and the bad right now? What are you worried about? What do you like on the pitching side?
Well, they all have to come through for us, to be honest with you. You know, I like where Juan Nicasio's at. He's another guy that has dealt with injuries the last couple of years, and for the first time this offseason, he was able to work on his strength and conditioning. And so he came into spring training in real good shape, very strong, and he's looked good in the early going here. Brett Anderson's a guy we got from across the bay who I really like, and thinking man's pitcher. You know, he goes out there with a game plan, and he has the ability to execute it. You know, he's a guy that was opening day starter for a playoff team last year, although he dealt with injuries as the year went on. But he's looking good, and I think he's a guy that can really help us, you know. So looking at that rotation, you know, that's going to be the key. Like you said, Marty, it comes down to that. And Chacin and De La Rosa and Chatwood took big steps last year in their careers, and hopefully they can continue that.
Yeah, Anderson, I always like with the A's. He always looks like he just woke up. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy. Doesn't say a whole lot, but he's always thinking, you know, and he's always observing, and he's a smart guy. I mean, I feel confident when he's on the mound because he always seems to be in control of the game when he's out there.
Yeah, his dad was a coach, I think, Oklahoma State. He hung around Oklahoma State, and he's a heady guy, and I've always liked him with the A's. Do we see him this series?
Anderson, I believe, is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, you will see him, but... You know, he probably hadn't had his best breaking ball yet, and he's got a good one. But he's pitched well enough to win, and like I said, I feel confident when he's out there.
Yeah, nice to have you on the show. Now, have you perfected the walk to the mound yet?
I've heard it's pretty slow. That's what they tell me. So yeah, I've been working on it a little bit, Marty. But I try to signal to the pen early so the umpires don't get mad at me. They don't like when you take your time. But I think I'm still going to be a bit of a slow walker. But I'll try to make the move early so we don't slow the game down.
Yeah, come on, you could run. You were a great runner when you played. And what are you doing replay? I can imagine what goes into the replay. It must take 7 minutes.
No, I'm trying to. To play along with the system here and keep the game moving, and the replay thing has been interesting, but we haven't had any controversy with it yet, and it seems to have gone smoothly, at least with us. I'll try to keep things moving.
All right, I'll tell Eddie Montague that you're on his side. Well, thanks so much as always. It's always good to catch up with you, and congratulations, and I'm glad you're back.
All right, good to see you, Marty, always.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.